Welcome back to the Pitcot Podcast. Today, we're doing a deep dive into something that is really at the core of every single relationship we have.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about trust, but not just the idea of it.
Right.
We're looking at the actual mechanics, the architecture of how you build it to last.
That's right, because trust is so often talked about like it's this passive thing that just happens.
Or it doesn't.
Right, like a reward you get.
Exactly.
But the Pitcot source material we're looking at makes such a powerful case that trust is an active construction project. You have to build it piece by piece.
It's the foundation. I mean, without it, the whole structure is just, it's vulnerable to the slightest shake.
And that's where so many people struggle. They're hoping for trust. They're not building it with a strategy. It takes real honesty. It takes patience and just that daily intentional effort.
And that's our mission today, really, to synthesize the core principles from this incredible guide, The 10 Pillars of Lasting Relational Trust.
Yeah, and we've pulled these directly from the best-selling ebooks on the Pitcot ebook store. They aren't just definitions. They're actual frameworks for turning your good intentions into reality.
They really are. And if you want to go even deeper on this and really get the full strategy, you should visit www.pitcot.com/books. You can download these bestsellers there.
It's well worth it.
Okay, so let's jump in. We're going to break down these 10 pillars, starting with the first three, which really form the what the source calls the foundation of action.
The starting point.
Exactly. And yeah. Pillar number one.
Yeah.
It kind of challenges a lot of modern ideas. It's
yeah.
Embrace predictability.
Right. And you hear that and you immediately think, boring.
Yes. Spontaneity is what everyone prizes. But the analysis here argues that consistency, well, it's actually magnetic. It's comforting.
It's so true. Think about it from the other side. If you always have to guess what your partner or your friend is going to do, if they'll follow through, that's exhausting. It creates anxiety.
A huge cognitive load, as you said.
It is. So reliability, just... Mm. You know, your actions matching your words, showing up when you say you will. It eliminates that worry. It's showing up for the small stuff, not just the big emergencies.
So let me ask a clarifying question here, because I think a lot of people will have it. Doesn't that kill the spark? Too much routine.
That is the perfect question. And the source material addresses this so well. It draws a line between character predictability and behavioral spontaneity.
Okay, explain that.
Your partner needs to be able to predict you, your character, your values, your support. They need to know, without a doubt, they'll be there. That's the secure base.
Mm-hmm.
But on top of that secure base, you can, and you absolutely should, sprinkle in surprises. A random date night, a weekend trip. The spontaneity keeps the connection fresh, but the trust comes from knowing your core is stable.
That makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. That feeling of security.
Here.
It really leads right into pillar number two. Communicate openly.
Yes.
This is about really talking, you know, sharing your thoughts, your fears, your feelings, even the messy ones you'd rather hide.
It's all about vulnerability. That is the express invitation to intimacy. When you open up your internal world to someone, you're essentially saying, here is a fragile part of me. Please be careful with it.
That's a huge risk.
It's a huge risk. But when that risk is met with empathy and understanding, my goodness, the trust deepens exponentially. It creates this positive feedback loop. Sharing feels safe, so you share more and it gets safer.
And if open communication is the invitation, then pillar number three has to be the proof that the invitation was real. And that is, align words with actions.
This is where the rubber meets the road. This is authenticity.
Right. Because if there's a gap between what you say and what you do, trust just evaporates.
Instantly. And it's not just about the big promises. People are reading your nonverbal cues constantly. Your tone, your body language, your eye contact.
Oh, absolutely.
You can say, I'm fine, but if your shoulders are tense and you won't look them in the eye, you're communicating the opposite. You're planting a seed of doubt.
It's like an internal predictability. Pillar one is being reliable to them, but pillar three is about being reliable to your own words, being congruent. And when you are, authenticity is like the soil where trust can actually grow.
Exactly. So that's the foundation. Now, we can shift into the next segment, which is a bit more internal, more psychological. It's about inner confidence and what the source calls radical openness.
And this starts with pillar four. Believe in competence.
I love this one.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Because it really broadens the idea of trust. It's not just about, will you be honest with me? It's also, do I believe you can handle things?
That's the high impact takeaway. Do I trust your ability to navigate life's curveballs? It's about mutual respect. You have to give your partner space to be independent, to use their skills.
To trust their judgment.
Yes, trust their judgment with finances or their career or how they handle a family issue. When you project confidence in them, they feel more capable. It's an incredible gift to give someone, especially when they're doubting themselves.
That kind of psychological support is. It's everything. And that flows right into pillar 5, prioritize transparency. The Pitcott material is so clear on this. Secrets are like a poison.
They really are. They kill trust faster than almost anything else.
Being open has to be non-negotiable, even when it's uncomfortable.
And we're not just talking about big, dramatic secrets.
No,
right.
Not at all. It's about getting rid of what they call information asymmetry, making sure you're both working from the same set of facts about your life together. Finances, big decisions, stresses at work. The real danger isn't the one big lie. It's the 100 little truths you hide to avoid a difficult conversation.
But where's the line, you know, between healthy transparency and just oversharing? Emotional dumping. How does the source handle that?
That's a great point. Transparency is about sharing information that is relevant to the shared partnership. It has a purpose. Oversharing is often just emotionally driven without a clear goal. The key takeaway is that little secrets almost always grow into big, damaging doubts.
Right.
So you have to ask yourself, are you hiding some small truth that could fester? That's a challenging question. It forces you to be honest with yourself first, which I think leads perfectly to pillar 6, which is so important for keeping yourself whole in a relationship. Assert your needs.
Yes. Self-care is not selfish. It's essential.
It's foundational. If you don't have anything in your own tank, you have nothing to give.
Absolutely. And you have to be able to express your needs clearly, respectfully, whether that's needing some alone time or needing emotional support or just needing clarity on a plan, it shows that you value yourself.
And you have to bust that myth. You know, that romantic idea that your partner should just know what you need.
Oh, that is the most dangerous assumption in relationships. It's a recipe for resentment. No one is a mind reader. You have to speak up.
And that kind of open communication, it just builds so much mutual respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're unpacking so many powerful ideas here. For anyone listening who wants more information and resources on this, on building this kind of foundational knowledge, just visit www.pitcott.com.
There's so much more to explore there.
Okay, so let's move into our final set of pillars. These are really about the long game, sustaining growth, managing challenges. We'll start with pillar 7, define your identity.
This feels like a deeper level of vulnerability. It's not just about sharing feelings. It's about sharing your core self.
Your values, your beliefs.
Your biggest dreams, your non-negotiables, your vision for the future. That's the raw material of who you are. When you're transparent about your identity, the connection can go so much deeper than just, you know, coexisting.
I mean, isn't that one of the best feelings? When someone truly sees you for who you are and loves that person, instead of trying to shape you into someone else.
It's incredibly validating. And if you're going to define yourself, you also have to define your space. Which brings us to pillar 8, set healthy boundaries.
The boundaries get such a bad rap. People think they're walls to keep people out.
But they're not walls. They're more like fences that protect your own emotional and mental well-being. They protect your integrity.
And saying no isn't mean. It's necessary. It communicates your needs, it protects your self-respect, and crucially, you have to respect your partner's boundaries just as much as you expect them to respect yours.
And when you have that mutual respect for boundaries, you create a safe environment. You avoid that feeling of being enmeshed or losing yourself. It allows two strong individuals to thrive together. That's what makes a partnership last for decades.
Okay, pillar 9. This one tackles the thing every relationship faces.
All right.
Conflict. The pillar is stay calm during conflict.
This is a big one. Because disagreements are going to happen. It's how you respond in those moments that really tests the trust you've built.
The source material has this great concept, charging neutral. Can you break that down?
Yeah, it's so powerful. It's not about being silent or bottling things up. It's the active decision to suspend your immediate emotional knee-jerk reaction.
So you pause.
You pause. You take a breath. You let the emotional charge die down just enough so that you can both look at the problem instead of attacking the person.
It turns a fight into a problem-solving session.
Exactly. And when you can do that, conflicts actually become opportunities to get stronger, to show that the relationship is more important than being right.
Which is the perfect setup for the final pillar, number 10, grow together.
This is about teamwork. Life is going to throw challenges at you, career changes, health scares, family issues, all of it.
And the key is facing them as a unit, not as two separate individuals having a crisis.
Right. You view these obstacles as a chance to learn, to build resilience as a team. You celebrate the wins together, for sure, but you navigate the hardships side by side.
Those shared challenges, they forge an incredible bond.
They do. They create a depth of intimacy and trust that you just can't get any other way. The bond doesn't just survive, it doubles in strength.
So if we bring it all together, the 10 pillars, the bottom line here is that trust is the absolute heartbeat of any lasting relationship. It's not magic.
Not at all.
It's built. It's built strategically through consistency, through openness, through believing in each other, setting boundaries, and committing to grow as a team.
And when you build trust that way, using these pillars, life just becomes easier to navigate. The relationship becomes a source of strength, not stress. We've covered a lot of ground today.
We really have.
So I guess the question for everyone listening is, what's the one step? What is the single tangible thing you will start with today to strengthen the foundation of your relational trust?
That is the essential question to walk away with. And to continue exploring topics just like this one, and to get access to the full catalog of resources, please visit www.pitcots.com. Thank you so much for being there with us.
We really appreciate you joining us for this deep dive. And hey, if you loved our show, please take a second and press the like button. It genuinely helps the recommendation algorithm so other people can find this too.
It really does. And please be sure to subscribe to our channel if you haven't already, and definitely activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Thank you for listening to the Pitcot Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.